Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Prayer for our fallen brothers and sisters. There's a blood red circle on the cold dark ground, and the rain is falling down.
All right, we're back. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. And where else are we, Tim? Where's that piece of paper or the stuff that I'm supposed to read? You know where it is? Tim, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's right here.
Never mind.
Thanks, Bulldog.
Quite a shtick, isn't it? You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're on the MyJoy radio app and iTunes or Google Play and across the GTA on AM 1250 Joy Radio. 150 countries tuning in, apparently. That's what they tell me, by golly. Having grown up in a funeral home, I want to talk to this lady, Christine Rasmussen. She's the author of Where Did You Go? A Life-Changing Journey to Connect with Those We've Lost. Christina!
Hi, Drew. So good to hear your voice.
Well, lovely to hear your voice as well. The lady just before you we spoke to, her name is Shirley, and her 23-year-old son just got married, and then the following week he was killed in a workplace accident. Oh. And we were talking about grief and the desire to reconnect with your loved one. And then we started talking about dreams, and I dream about my mom who's died, and I have many people, because of me doing this show, I have so many people come up to me and say, oh, you need to have this psychic on your show, or you need to have, this person who helps you connect with your lost ones, your loved ones, and that sort of thing. And I got to start off this interview by saying, Christina, I don't know what to make of all this, man. I don't.
You know, it's a great place to start, and that's exactly how I felt when my husband died at age 35. He was here one moment, and the next moment he was gone. And that experience, that split second between life and death, stayed with me forever, and I couldn't understand how we can be here now and gone the next. A long journey to today kind of taught me a few things, and that death is not as real as it seems from this reality that we're living in, Drew. And that's why we have this need, this kind of obsession, this quest to connect with the people we've lost again, because I don't think it's just because we miss them, but I think deep down we know they're not really gone forever.
Okay, so a lot of this ties in with what people actually believe. So let me ask you this question in two parts. One, Christina, what do you believe? And two, where is your husband?
I believe that when we die, we access a higher level of consciousness and understanding. And I believe that's where he is.
So is his body in the cemetery or cremated or whatever?
So the body is in the cemetery underground. Okay. And the illusion of his death and our illusion of our reality says that the body is down there. But we create this reality in this life. It's an image that we're projecting from a deeper reality, from a place where we're all connected. And I know, Drew, you've heard of that. Like, we're all one and all these concepts, but it actually is true. We are connected in a bigger reality, in a deeper place, where consciousness is more a bigger thing than it is here.
How do you know it's true?
Because of the experiences I've had and the experiences that thousands of people have. So when your mom is visiting you in your dream, have you had dreams that felt really real, as if you saw her?
Oh, sure, yeah. I wake up weeping.
Yes. That is a real visitation, Drew. It's true. A visitation from your mom.
But if the subconscious mind has the ability to remember everything it sees and everything it hears and treats it as truth, we know that our brains can play very good tricks with us.
Yes, we do. And we say that was just a dream. So the brain, there's a place inside our brain, the fear center. I love brain science and I work with it. And the fear center, I have coined the survivor self. The brain's job is to keep us in this experience, in this reality, to make this reality the most real one. So the brain will tell you, Drew, no, that experience was just a dream, and that's it. This is the reality. Mm-hmm. This is the real place where you get to live. And your mom and my husband and the son of someone who has just lost their son is not here anymore. But it seems to believe that because we live in this reality, because we are experiencing the projection of this reality. And in this reality, their experience is no longer available for us. A very well-known physicist said, his name is Robert Lanza, he said, we die in someone else's reality, but not in ours. So your mom, my husband, continued their journey of awareness, but for us, it ended.
Christina Rasmussen is the author of Where Did You Go? A Life-Changing Journey to Connect with Those We've Lost. Where did you go? I mean, this is the first question Christina asked after the death of her husband, a young widow with two daughters. Christina would go on to become an esteemed grief educator who helped countless others rebuild their lives after loss. And yet, even as she learned to thrive again, that first heartbreaking question persisted. Even as she and her clients forged new paths and discovered new joy, the same question remained. Are we capable of connecting to those who have passed on? What really happens after we die? I just want to hunker down into that section just a little bit more.
I love that. It's my favorite section.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the point, right? I mean...
Yeah. I know,
so,
it's hard, Drew. Right?
No. Well, no. It's not hard for me anymore. It would have been very, very hard 10 years ago and yeah. further, because I lived in the evangelical Christian world of certainty.
Oh, yes.
And I was told that, and as we read scriptures, that there are enough scriptures there that would suggest that speaking with the dead is not a good thing. And if you think you spoke to the... For example, there's the one scripture that comes to mind is the Witch of Endor. And apparently the Witch of Endor was conjured up by someone who was even surprised after the Witch of Endor was conjured up. So was it real? Was it not real? Was it, you know, a story, folklore, figment of someone's imagination? I mean, to be certain in a realm of... what is the realm? To be certain about the spiritual realm, I still don't understand. Now, you're still talking about the spiritual realm. You know, you're talking about the spirit of people, not the physicality of people. So what I am having a hard time figuring out, Christina, is how can you be so certain?
And the answer to that is nobody can.
Right.
It's what I believe. Is it certain? Will it be this way? Will we have some kind of confirmation that it is or it isn't? I don't know. I think that the certainty that has come to me is from the incredible research and findings and discoveries that are out there. And to me, that is the looking at our reality from a physics quantum point of view versus the religious point of view actually strengthens my belief that we never die, and it actually makes, you know, the religious textbooks and, you know, the Bible and the heavens, all those wonderful places that they talk about more real.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, I'm glad you're mentioning this because the most fascinating thing, the book is 1 month old and a month and a day, and in this last month I've received countless messages from people saying to me, And actually, I don't know why I didn't expect that, but I didn't expect it because I didn't think it's either my version or no version of no other version, you know. And Candler's message is basically telling me, Christina, don't do this. You know, connecting with the people who are no longer here is the work of the devil, and you're not supposed to be doing that. We are concerned about your soul. And this, so I don't consider those hate mails or, you know, horrible emails that I receive or posts. I consider them, these kind people really care about others who are not following in their footsteps. So what I think is that we all believe in the same thing. Hmm. It's just whether you believe in a specific way of the same thing or in a different way. My way, the end result is that when we die, we do go into a different reality, different way of being, one that is very hard to understand from here. My path to that belief, even though I was raised in Greece, actually, that's where the accent is from, Greek Orthodox or Christian, and, you know, believed in one God, and there was only one way to believe. My way of understanding what happened to my husband, and so I don't lose my mind, so I don't go crazy trying to figure out what the heck happened, is that our reality is made in a way that projects this third dimension as an illusion, and it looks very real to us. The real reality is beyond where we are right now. And it is so fascinating, Drew. I have to say, I hope I get to live in this reality for a long time, because I want to learn so much and educate myself. And the reason why I wrote this book, it wasn't actually for me. I had gotten to that place before I wrote the book. I had to write it so I get to help many people step into this path and experience that way of life. Mm-hmm. For themselves, so they can make their own mind up of what it is that we that exists in this world.
Christina Rasmussen, she's the author of Where Did You Go? A Life-Changing Journey to Connect with Those We've Lost. The website is ChristinaRasmussen.com, RASMUSSEN, Christina, CHRISTINA. If you aren't sitting there writing it down at this exact moment, you can go to my website, DrewMarshall.ca, and you'll find her information there. Christina, what was the last thing your... and tell me if this wording is offensive or dopey or whatever, but just bear with me in this.
Yeah.
What was the last thing your dead husband said to you?
He actually said goodbye to my girls. And that was the last thing. When it was time for me to say goodbye, he went into the coma. So the last thing before that, the day before, the doctors came to visit him, and they were going to give him morphine, so because his oxygen level was very low, and he said to them, let's rock and roll. That was the last thing I remember from him.
Okay.
Amazing, right? What a way to go.
Yeah.
Let's rock and roll, Drew, you know?
All right, now let's emphasize a word in that sentence differently. Tell me the last thing your dead husband said to you.
Yes, from the other side.
Yeah.
Bring the girls. I journeyed into the world beyond this one, and that was the first the experience I had with him. He saw me, and the very first thing he said, bring the girls, that he wanted to connect with the girls.
What? Bring them where?
Bring them where he was. So my girls now are, when he passed, they were 4 and 6 years old, and now they are 16 and 18. I teach them to close their eyes and travel beyond this experience.
Oh, we have a phone drop.
Great.
Oh, she's back. Oh, your phone just cut out for a second. Yep. So this experience.
I'm here. So they are able to connect with him in their own way, in their own journey. They also say, Mommy, do you think this is real? Am I really experiencing Daddy? I ask the same question sometimes as well. Some of these experiences are more vivid than others. And it is up to us to choose, I think, the belief for ourselves and what's right for us. I have to say something. I think that everyone needs to have their own foundation, their own belief in this. This book was written for those who didn't have a foundation, who were looking for some other way to understand this reality so they can find their own pathway. And the book is not for those who already have that place. I respect that.
Are you a psychic?
You know, I don't want to be. I will never call myself that. I've had, unfortunately, I shouldn't say that, I feel so guilty. I'm the opposite of the people who want to be psychics. I do have experiences and visitations from other people who have passed that have nothing to do with my life, and I tell them to go and find their people directly and not to come to me. So I believe we all can be psychics and all connect to the other side. Actually, the word doesn't really connect with me very much, because we are made to connect. We are made to know where that reality is, because that's where we come from.
Again, because I do this show, I have tried to stick my nose into arenas of the spiritual communities, different. I've just tried to lean into spiritual communities that I've been very ignorant about and therefore been very judgmental about, because I'm trying to be less of a judgmental jerk. And it's a long uphill battle, let me tell you.
But you're awesome. But this is the questions that we should be asking. You're asking all the right questions. This is, if all of us did this, I think we would understand our world even better.
Well, so as a result of this journey that I'm on, I had a psychic on the show, and we talked about stuff. I had Sylvia Brown on before she died. And this one psychic I had in the studio invited me to for a session. And so she said she wouldn't charge me. I said, okay, well, let's do it. And I didn't get that much out of it. I should listen to it again. It's on a USB key, and maybe I'll listen. Yeah. But I went to another one recently. Oh, the lady said a couple of things that made my eyebrows go up. And I, you know, because first off, you go, well, how did you go to my Facebook profile? Have I talked about this publicly? I mean, we're so public these days. Fake psychics are going to have a real easy job doing their thing, because there's so much stuff that people post out there these days. But my point is, if this really is connecting loved ones to their lost ones and it is helping them beyond measure, why they got to charge? Why has this got to be a business? You know, I have the same problem with pastors who get rich.
I agree with you completely, Drew. And I recently publicly announced that any profits of this book, because I'm not a psychic, so I don't have those sessions ever. But if any even profits from this book, I am going to donate. This is what I believe in. I'm in full agreement with you, because I think everyone connects with someone they lost. Nobody should pay any money for that connection. It is free, and it belongs to you, and you shouldn't have to go to a third party to have that and to believe that it's real.
What do you think about this stuff, Tim? And by the way, you only have 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think interesting that where you were going with the whole charging thing, it's funny. I was going in a different direction. If it's connecting you to loved ones and it's helping you grieve, then what's wrong with it was actually kind of the thought I was going with.
So you're coming at it from the Jesus tribe mentality.
Yeah,
of
sure.
If it's helping you heal and, well, you know,
like
whatever.
You're not trying to get lottery numbers. You know, I'm just trying to.
Although, Christina.
Yeah, if you've got them.
If you do have them.
Yeah, that'd be great to know.
Oh, absolutely. I would share them out. That's the thing. I would give them away. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we could obviously talk forever on this, but we can't. Yes. We've got to move on. So I want to just tell everyone again, Christina Rasmussen, she's the author of Where Did You Go? A Life-Changing Journey to Connect with Those We've Lost. The website, Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Christina Rasmussen, Rasmussen.com. Boney M. wrote a song about her. Is that who it was?
Rasmussen.
No, I don't think that's how you say her name.
Oh, okay.
No. Christina.
Did I look for that song? I didn't know that.
Christina, what a pleasure to chat with you. You know what I really appreciate is you do have a gentle, laid-back vibe about this. The vast majority of people that are into this stuff, it feels like they have a salesman's mentality.
Yes, I agree.
So thank you for being chill.
I want this for you, and I want everyone to be able to do it. And thank you for having me and for the awesome questions, Drew. I sent a bunch of people to your website, and I hope they stay beyond this interview. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Let's rock and roll. Thanks, Christina.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, when you lose a kid, how could you blame a Christian for visiting a psychic? Like, I just, how could you jump, how could you
That's
pounce
what I was
on
saying.
Them?
I don't know. Prophets saw into the future. They're allowed to predict things. They're allowed to connect. Where do we draw the line? I don't know. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying do it. I'm certainly not. Because all I'm saying is I don't stinking know anymore. I just don't. How's that for...
being certain.
You're awesome.
I am
Drew.
Certain that I am
you're
not.
You're certain that you're uncertain.
Oh, no, I like that. I'm certain that I am not. Put that on a shirt. I am certain that I am not.
We should tweet that out.
I like that. Did girls get that? That's a good quote.